It's a lot later back at Cinderella's home. Buttons has finished her work and she's sitting all alone with just the flame from the candle lighting the small dingy bedroom hidden away in the cellar of the house.
Oh, I'm so fed up. I've got such a lot of work to do tomorrow. They're all so nasty to me. Except, of course, Buttons. He's the only friend I've got.
Suddenly there's a whoosh as a large spider descends from the ceiling.
Whoosh! What about me, then?
Oh, Boris, of course. How could I forget you? I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right. It's a tough life being a spider.
Oh, poor Boris. We're two of a kind. What will become of us?
Cheer up, Cinderella. One day you'll be a princess.
Oh, Boris, I wish you were right. It would be so lovely to live in a big castle with beautiful dresses instead of these old rags.
There, there, Cinderella. Go to sleep. You'll feel better in the morning.
Yes, maybe you're right, Boris. Things will look better tomorrow.
Good night, Cinderella.
Good night, Boris.
Boris starts to climb back up his web to his cosy little corner.
Good night, John Boy.
It's a beautiful, bright, sunny morning, and in the home of Cinderella, her sisters Compactia and Marcella are as demanding as usual.
I'll have eggs, bacon, sausages, mushrooms, toast, marmalade, butter, cereal, grapefruit, and a cup of tea with just one lump of sugar.
Only one lump, dear?
Yes, dear, I'm on a diet.
Suddenly, there's a knock at the door.
Who's there?
Doris.
Doris who?
Doris closed, that's why I knocked.
Oh, it's Buttons.
It's Buttons, actually.
Oh, hello, Buttons.
Hi, I came to see if there's anything I can do to help you.
Oh, thank you, Buttons.
Suddenly, there's a knock at the door.
Can you get that? I can't pass the door in my dressing gown.
Fancy having a door in your dressing gown. Yes?
Hello, my name's Whittington. Could you direct me and my cat, Tom, to London?
Sorry, mate, you got the wrong pantomime. Now then, where was I?
You are offering to help this lazy, good-for-nothing girl. Goodness knows why, she's so idle.
Why don't you help her?
What? How dare you? Are you implying that we're lazy? Why, only last month I helped her scrub the floor. Mm.
Yes, sending her to clean it again because it wasn't good enough was really helpful.
Well, it's for her own good. You know we can't have her doing shoddy work.
Suddenly there's a knock at the door.
I suppose you want me to answer that.
You'll have to. I haven't eaten this morning. I'm simply famished. I've hardly got the strength to drag myself out of this chair.
Oh, right. Open the sesame. Oh, well, it worked for Alibaba. Yes, right. Okay, I'll tell her. Thanks, bye.
Who was it?
It was the man from the chemist for Cinderella.
What did he want?
Well, he apologised for the delay with your photographs, but said not to worry and that someday your prince will come.
Right, well, Cinderella, when you've made the breakfast, you can wash my nightdress.
Why? Does the circus want their big time?